Biden's DHS sends over $770 million in taxpayer money to NGOs. Sanctuary cities facilitating illegal immigration. By John Binder on August 21, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is sending another round of millions in American taxpayer money to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and mostly sanctuary cities for facilitating illegal immigration throughout the United States. On Monday, Mayorkas announced that the DHS, through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, would give 53 NGOs and cities more than $77 million in federal grants for their help in absorbing border crossers and illegal aliens released into their communities. The recipients include NGOs like Catholic Charities, United Way, Mission, Border Hope, and Louisiana Advocates for Immigrants in Detention, among others, which rely heavily on illegal immigration to circulate funding. Watch, immigrants make camp, scatter belongings and trash in police stations around Chicago. Sanctuary cities like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Illinois, Washington, D.C., Albuquerque, New Mexico, and New York City, New York, are also receiving millions in taxpayer money through the initiative, as well as border cities like McAllen, Texas, and Pima County, Arizona. In total, DHS has now granted more than $770 million to NGOs and mostly sanctuary cities for facilitating illegal immigration. Much of the taxpayer money is flowing through a new route under Biden after he created the Shelter and Services Program, SSP, to funnel funding from the federal government to NGOs and sanctuary cities that help with their mass immigration goals. Watch, Dem NYC Councilman, Biden's How to Destroy U.S. Cities Playbook Border Policy is to Import Future Voters. In May, Reps. Jim Jordan, RO, and Lance Gooden, RTX, requested a full accounting by the Biden administration in regard to federal funds being rewarded to cities and NGOs that are aiding illegal immigration in the U.S. The surge of illegal immigration, fueled in part by NGOs like those on the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, National Board, is unsustainable and unfair to law-abiding citizens and immigrants alike, Gooden said. Illegal immigration imposes an enormous burden on American taxpayers. Annually, the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. costs taxpayers more than $143 billion. That amount, though, does not include any of the social and economic costs, such as higher housing prices, depleted wages, lost jobs, increased crime, and strained public resources at hospitals and schools, associated with illegal immigration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.